Good morning, everyone. It's Mr. Lane here today with Tuesday English News Report. Now, the news report today is a bit of a hot topic at the moment in the press and in Hong Kong. It's called English Proficiency in Hong Kong Worse Than in Mainland Cities for First Time. But there are some critics who question its methodology, saying results of the voluntary test will be skewed thanks to unscientific research samples. Okay, so I'll begin. Academics and politicians took issue with a global study of English language skills that ranked Hong Kong adults marginally lower than residents of mainland cities including Shanghai, Beijing, and Tianjin. The annual study, known as the English Proficiency Index, is compiled by the Swedish-owned global language instruction company EF Education First. This year's index is based on test results gathered last year from about 750,000 people across 63 countries and regions. A local representative of US employers said the drop among Hong Kongers could be due to public schools switching from English to Chinese as their language of instruction. But critics of the study cautioned that the research samples in some of the regions might have skewed the results. The index is based on results of a free online test and the enrollment tests for those taking the company's courses. Both tests include grammar, vocabulary, reading, and listening sections. Only countries and regions with a minimum of 400 test takers were ranked. Hong Kong scored 52.5 out of 100, which the study interpreted as having moderate proficiency in English. The scores for Shanghai, Beijing, and Tianjin were 53.7, 52.9, and 52.7 respectively. Malaysia, the top-ranking Asian location, was 12th in the global index with a score of 59.7. Hong Kong ranked 31st on the index, 9 places down from last year's rank of 22nd. It was lower than Malaysia, Singapore, South Korea, Japan, Indonesia, and Taiwan, but higher than mainland China overall at 37th place. The Education Bureau said the rankings might not reflect English proficiency in different regions because the samples could not represent the whole region. In many other local and global tests, the city scored better than neighboring regions, the Bureau said. But Dr. Richard Voilstecker, president of the 1,700-member American Chamber of Commerce in Hong Kong, said Hong Kongers' English ability had been weakening noticeably. English is in decline in Hong Kong. There's no question about it, he said. Voilstecker said the reasons included the change of Chinese instruction from English in classes at government-funded schools since the handover and the increasing expense of alternative schools that taught in English. He said the government should allow more schools for local teachers to maintain an English language curriculum so that families wanting their children to be taught in English will have a choice. Okay, so what do you think? So I'm handing over to Lincoln Kwok from 5C, and he's going to give you his opinion. Lincoln.
I think the reason why English proficiency in Hong Kong is worse than in mainland cities is because the index based on a free online test that only includes grammar, vocabulary, reading, and listening sections only. However, the test can't reflect Hong Kongers' English proficiency because there is no speaking test included. And speaking skills is an important part of English to communicate with foreigners. So I think the test is not reliable to test English proficiency.
Thank you, Lincoln. Excellent job. Okay, can we just repeat the vocabulary for the vocabulary section? So I'll say the word first, and then Lincoln will say it after me. First word is proficiency.
Proficiency.
Skewed.
Skewed.
Academic.
Academic.
Global.
Global.
Annual.
Annual.
Gather.
Gather.
Switching.
Switching.
Ranking.
Ranking.
Decline.
Decline.
Alternative.
Alternative.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a great week. Goodbye from me.